okwenzakalayo manje uma unga-aplaya ku-website ye-ZFS ama-days awekho, so awukwazi ukuthola i-day eyamanje ngo-November or eka-December. So silinde ukuthi kuzoba lama-days ka-January. So ngoba abantu baningi abangaka-aplaya ama-waiver, okuzokwenzeka ukuthi uminister uzo-extenda i-deadline le ekhona, ngoba le deadline ekhona yayingafakwanga nguye lo minister wamanje, yayifakwa nguminister owayekhona before uSchreiber uMtsoaledi.
Amathuba okuextenda kuveza ukuthi akhona, akungeke kwenzakale ukuthi bayale ukuextenda na?
Angeke bayale ukuextenda ngoba logically angithi i-court yathi uminister kumele aconsulte nabantu, then ebesenza i-final decision ngabazi be-TP. So lo owayekhona before uminister owayedecide ukuthi lento ayedecidile engalandelanga ama-court.
Labo abaswela ama-date laba, yiphi umbiko elingabapha wona?
Akumele batatazele, kumele bakhululeke nje, bayimisele ukuthi kuzoyenzakalani. Azophuma ama-days ka-January, ngo-January abantu babelokhu be-apply. Ngoba ukuthi ama-days awekho kwamanje akusiphutha labantu aba-aplayayo, iphutha le-Home Affairs ne-ZFS ukuthi i-system yabo ayikwazi ukwamukela iy'celo zabantu eziningi.
Abaza yenelisa ukuthi bathole i-waiver, lo usungumnyaka wokugcina kufika u-2025. Abanye bakhathazekile ukuthi lapha kungahamba njani ngemva kwalokho.
Ngemva kokuthola ama-waiver umuntu kumele a-aplayele i-general work permit. Uma esethole i-general work permit, then uzokwazi ukuthi akwazi ukuhlala ezweni lase-South Africa for the next 4 or 5 years. Kusiya ngokuthi i-general work permit ababemnikeze yona yabe nesikhathi esingakanani. And then as to ukuthi kuzenzakalani after those 4 or 5 years, abantu akumele ukuthi babe worried ngoba i-directive yokuthi abantu abaphethe ama-ZTP balungiselwe yakhishwa yi-court, and then uminister okhona manje uzimisele ukuthi alandele iy'nqumo ze-court.